Explain the targets that you're scrapping and why are you doing that?
Well, you know, the HMIC report was an absolute watershed moment here in Kent. And it gave everybody involved in policing in Kent and across the country a point to think about the consequences of using targets and what that leaves in its wake. It was a case of hitting the target but missing the point. I want this force to move towards a culture of continuous improvement and give an even better focus on quality of service. So I don't have many targets in my police and crime plan over the next 4 years, just one right at the end of the four-year period, and that's just aspirational. And if I can be assured by HMIC when they return in February that the force has embedded a robust performance culture based on quality of service and continuous improvement rather than constantly target chasing, then I will remove that remaining overall target from my policing plan.
Okay.
But it was only aspirational anyway.
But why did you set the target to cut overall crime in April as part of your policing crime plan then?
Why did I do it? It was an aspirational target. I removed all the others actually, and I just did that as an aspirational one. And when we had the crime recording report in June,
that changed
I was shocked at the skewing of activity for chasing targets. Because, you know, you can talk statistics and targets till you're blue in the face.
But you'd understand, though, that critics would say that you were behind the target-driven culture when you laid down those targets in April and in your previous role as chair of the county's police authority.
Well, we were all embedded in a target-chasing culture, the BBC as well. We've all been chasing targets for the last 10 years till we're blue in the face.
But which particular targets
now,
are we
the
at the BBC? Hold on. Which targets are we at the BBC?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Perhaps that was a bit of a sweeping statement there. But, you know, you're sweeping statements as well.
Oh, hold on. I'm not. No, I'm not. Hold on. No, Anne Barnes, Commissioner. No, hold on. Commissioner, let me ask you. I've asked you a direct question about you were in, as part of that issue as the chair of the county's police authority. Just on the key point about targets, do you think that where we are with the targets, getting rid of them now, is going to be able to, I don't know, allow the public, the people who have elected you, to be able to see where you are and to see what you're doing as the police commissioner since being the chair of the police authority, to see where you are and what you've done in your time and tenure as crime commissioner, if you take targets away?
Right. I really don't understand what you're saying, Don, but let me answer it in the way that I think I can answer it. The police authority regime was we lived in a target driven regime then for all public services. We've moved away from it now. The only target now that the government gives, you know, after having a plethora of them, is just to bring down crime, to reduce crime. Now, I want, on the basis of the HMIC report, I want to send a message out to the force that I want a quality service. That's what people want in this county, is a quality service. And I honestly think that if we can have 100% quality service then and a positive direction of travel, bringing crime down.
How do we know, though, how well you're doing if we don't see you meeting targets, which are the targets of the force? We need those as a yardstick, don't we? That's the point I'm making.
I don't understand the point you're making.
Really? That if you don't have targets, if you don't have targets for the police to have targets, there is an issue about how they do policing. You're looking after the police. How do we... OK, a different way of saying it. How do we measure what you're doing in relation to Kent Police if there aren't targets there? There's something for them to aim towards.
Well, I am...
Aspirational.
I am asking them for something to aim towards. I'm asking them to bring down on a continuous curve crime in Kent, but not to have knee-jerk reactions. You know, you can have, oh dear, shock, horror, we've got 0.1% down or 0.1% up.
What you just said's a target, isn't it?
I know, it leads to knee-jerk reactions, it leads to short-termism and a temptation to skew activity to meet a target rather than the overall quality of service. So if I can be assured by next February that HMIC have returned to say that the people of Kent can 100% trust the crime recording figures, and I'm sure that the police have got a sound performance framework in place, concentrating on quality service and a positive direction of travel, then I will remove that four-year aspirational target and put my trust in Kent Police to deliver a first-class policing service to the people of Kent.